Lord, please help me to make the changes that need to be made, even those in my heart that are not in union with you. Jesus began, Claire, people need time to think before they speak. That's why I invented the comma and semicolon. Truly, my brides, what is the hurry? Where are you thinking of going when you rush through the prayers? Is this not a hasty practice on your part? I do not honor prayers that are said hastily because a soul wants to lead or is in a hurry for dinner or in a hurry for any other task but being with me. Is it not a great privilege to pray in my presence? There is nothing holy about hasty prayers, and leading others to pray in this way robs them of the chance to soak in the meaning of the prayer. So I am asking you to slow down, please. It is offensive to me when people pray in a hurry. Yes, I appreciate that they pray, but what are they thinking of when they pray so quickly? Computers, fast foods, an overly full life causing people to rush around, work two jobs to pay their debts, etc., etc., are continually challenging people to move faster. Thus, it becomes a habit, even in the presence of God. I detest this habit of rush, rush, rushing to do, to say, to finish, because more things are piling up. No, this is not my way. You want to be close to me, but your lifestyles and habits frustrate that purpose. It is the contemplative that cheers my heart. One like this savors my presence and every word of their prayers. This is where I wish for you to go. But will you honor my wishes? Will you set aside your hasty agendas to soak in the words of the prayers and make them the heartbeat of your being? Lord, what can I do to help? Assign those who pray in a contemplative manner to lead in prayer, and ask the others to refrain from leading. Even in the group responses, I do not wish for anyone to rush the response. For the time being, the ones who have been chosen to lead must speak the response first before anyone else in the room. This is to be a standard procedure for all the communities. I am leading you all out of the standards of Egypt and into a monastic tempo to your lives. This means you must slow way down to nourish, dwell, and contemplate the meaning of each sentence and take it into your being. This is not a punishment or reprimand. It is an adjustment to relish the depths of each meditation and give you time to engage and relish me. It is also for the sake of others that lag behind and need more time to enter into the true nature of holy prayer. Choose three people who are well equipped to lead. Train them on how to lead, and we will see a remarkable difference in your prayers. Claire, this is not just your idea. I am speaking to you on the proper way to pray. Coming from the world where everything is hustle and bustle, get it done, move on, keep going, many have no concept of commas and periods. In the world, they were rewarded for being fast. In heaven, this is a serious fault that needs correction. I don't care what the world thinks. He said that because I was thinking that others would say it goes too slow and puts them to sleep. He continued, understand that this cadence that I am training you in is good for those types of people, also because they have spent all their lives rushing around, which is appropriate in the world, but not here. They're going to experience wonderful things after they slow down. I know you have said it before, but now I'm saying it again. When you pray, you are speaking directly to a saint, or to me, or my Father. You are asking for our intercession. It is not mindless rattling off of words for the sake of saying the words. You are actually engaging us in real time to be a part of your lives. I am not a mist or a breeze. I am your very real God and future husband. My mother is your very real mother. The saints are your very real brothers and sisters. When you speak to them, you are speaking to real people. Please visualize them and speak directly into their presence, and your prayers will become much more real and effective. I long to have this relationship with you, but bad habits stand in the way of our union. I am teaching you new habits that will unite us, spirit, soul, and body. I know this message may not be popular with some, but I am not here to win a popularity contest. I am here to teach you authentic, personal holiness that will bring you into the presence of heaven and be an example to others joining you. Now, one last note. If you are in a critical situation, in the foxhole, or under distressing circumstances, and you need to pray faster, you may, although slower prayers will also settle you down. What I am teaching you today is the right way to pray, but sometimes the urgency of a situation takes over and you can't help yourself. Do not worry, I will receive those hasty prayers. My darling brides, you are exquisite to me, and I am only raising you to a higher standard. So please, take these things to heart, and do not be offended or complain against me. And don't shoot the messenger. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you so much for your heartfelt prayers and support.